Here in John 14, just to give you some context, the Lord Jesus Christ in the upper room with his disciples, so we understand who he was initially speaking to, and that was his disciples. In chapters 13 and 14, he, of course, washed their feet to teach them about being a servant to one another, and then warned them that one of the 12 was going to betray him, and then reminded them that Christianity is about loving one another here on earth, and then encouraging them that he was going to go and prepare a place for them in heaven, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, that he would send the Comforter, and that he would answer our prayers, and that he would give us peace. In the midst of all that, then he gives them this dissertation about loving God. And that's where we find ourselves here in verse 21 of John chapter 14. Jesus said, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me." So in verse 24, he used that phrase, "loveth me not." And that'll be our title. So let's pray. Lord, I love you. Thank you for the privilege we have to assemble in your name around your precious word. We pray you'd now use the word in our hearts and lives to convict, to comfort, whatever the need might be, to work miracles. That you would be glorified, that you would guide us in your truth in this time. We are grateful and we love you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. So Jesus here reminding us, remember, we're commanded to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Reminding us, as we mentioned a couple months ago, that the way that we reveal our love to the Lord is through obedience to his commands. Verse 21, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me." So the key there is the keeping. Amen? That obedience is how we show love to the Lord. Look up at verse 15. Every Christian should memorize 14:15. "If you love me, keep my commandments." Easy to memorize. Super important verse. It's one thing to say that we love Jesus. It's another thing to show that love through obedience. Let's look at a couple more in 1 John chapter 2, if we could. 1 John chapter 2, where Jesus makes it very clear that as we obey him, we are loving him. Notice 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. "And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments." Look at verse 5. "But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him." So Jesus promises here that he is going to manifest himself to us in this passage. Go back to verse 21. And he is promising his disciples that that is going to happen through the person of the Holy Ghost, which had not yet occurred on a permanent basis for Christians. Notice verse 21, "And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." And then one of the disciples, Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but the other Judas, said, "Lord, how is it? How is this going to work that you're going to manifest yourself to us, but not to the world?" And so Jesus here is talking about the promised Holy Spirit that, of course, did not occur on a permanent basis until the day of Pentecost. So he's talking future, that I am going to come and manifest myself to you personally. And that, of course, will be when he indwells his children in the Holy Ghost, which you and I get to enjoy, praise God. So he's saying, gentlemen, I'm going to come and I'm going to move in. And I'm going to make it possible through my presence for you to be an obedient Christian by yielding to the Holy Spirit. So notice verse 23, he said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. So we've talked about this many times, but love is what? Action. Amen? How do we know this? Well, the Bible says that God manifested his love to us through action. Most of you know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he what? He gave. He gave. He did something. He gave his only begotten Son. Ephesians 5:25. Jesus showed his love through action. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave of himself for it. We love others through action, through what we do, when we forgive, when we meet their needs, when we help, when we edify, when we admonish. That's showing love. That is how we love, is by action. Paul said in Romans 13:10, love is the fulfilling of the law. But we also show our love to God through action. So God revealed his love through action. Jesus revealed his love through action. We reveal our love to one another through action. But we also reveal our love to God through action. Look at 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, and I'll show you that in God's program, according to God's word, love and obedience are the same thing. 1 John 5, 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. That word grievous means heavy or like a burden. There's plenty of them in the New Testament. We did a study on them. There's about 150 commandments in the New Testament. God says they're not grievous. They're not heavy. And if they seem grievous or they seem heavy, that's a problem with our heart. It's not a problem with the commandments. But God says, this is the love of God. Not this is one of the ways. This is the way that we show our love to the Lord, is through obedience to his commands. But Jesus made an interesting statement in verse 24 of our passage. Let's go back there, and then we'll walk through these verses a bit more. And that is, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. So now we're talking about the opposite. We often don't think about that phrase, do we? Loveth me not. But what Jesus is saying is that when we are not obeying his commandments, we are not loving Jesus. Now, we can say that we love Jesus, but Jesus is observing our behavior. Amen? He says, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And we don't have time to go through all the commandments. That would take a little while. But there are a few that are obvious. He commands us to pray. Amen? So when we choose not to pray, what are we saying? I don't love Jesus. That's what he said in verse 24, right? We're commanded to be in the Word every day, to read it, to study, to memorize, to meditate. When we choose not to do that, we're saying, I don't love Jesus. We're commanded to be faithful to church. We're commanded to witness to the lost every opportunity that we can. We're commanded to sacrifice, to give. We're commanded to trust the Lord, to not worry, to be patient in tribulations, to follow Jesus, to abide in Christ, to do all to the glory of God. Be thankful for all things. Rejoice always. Always be content. Walk in the Spirit. Live the fruit of the Spirit. Put our gifts to use. Serve the Lord. Never use our tongue to hurt others or gossip. Be separate from the world and to be holy. That's just a sampling, of course. You see, the Bible makes it very clear that obedience and love, when it comes to God, are synonymous. That's what Jesus is telling us in this entire passage. Verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Verse 23, if a man love me, he will keep my words. But verse 24, that's our title today, loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. So our love for the Lord, and by the way, we're commanded in Mark chapter 12, let's look at it, Mark 12, 30, to love God with everything that we are, amen? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy, number one, heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. That's us. That's everything. That's pretty much defines our entire person, doesn't it? Heart, soul, mind, strength. We're to love God with all that we are. How do we do that? Through obedience to His commandments. That is how we do it, by obeying God's precious word. And Jesus said, I will make this possible. Let's go back up to verse 23 again. He says, I and my Father will love Him, and we will come unto Him and make our abode with Him. So this is where Jesus is explaining that the Holy Spirit will very soon move in. Talking chronologically for them in the upper room, it's about to happen on the day of Pentecost after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. But in this chapter, he promised, look at verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. And look what it says, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Very dispensational passage there, isn't it? He's with you. The Holy Spirit is obviously everywhere. He's on earth and has always been helping and working with God's people. But He's not yet in God's people, permanently indwelling them. Remember Samson? The Spirit came and the Spirit left. Even David said, take not thy Holy Spirit from me, in Psalm 51. But you and I don't have to pray that, my friend, because the day that we're born again, He moves in. The Bible says, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. When He moves in for a born-again Christian, He stays. And so He moves in, and that's what Jesus is saying there in verse 23. We will move in. We will make our abode with you. You will become our temple. How many times in the New Testament are we referred to as the temple of the Holy Ghost? So, is it possible to obey the commandments of Jesus Christ? Jesus says, of course it is, because I am going to indwell you and give you the power to make it possible. So, we can't get to heaven one day and say, Lord, I just couldn't do it. It's not true. God's going to say, but I was in you. Of course you could have done it. You just had to yield to me. You just had to surrender to me and let me do it through you. And we're told this all through the scriptures. Let's look at some examples. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So the Bible says we're to be led by the Spirit of God. Now let's look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And then look at Ephesians 5, 18. Ephesians 5, 18. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. These are commands for Christians. We're to be led by the Spirit. We're to walk in the Spirit. And we're to be filled with the Spirit. So what Jesus is telling us, I want you to obey my commands. That is how you will express your love for me. And yes, it is possible I know that you have the old man with you. I know that the world is out to get you. I know that the devil is out to get you, but I am going to move in. He even promised them in Acts chapter 1, didn't he? Ye shall receive power. Verse 8, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. Not might, but shall. In other words, I'm going to move in, and I'm going to give you the power to witness. I'm going to give you the power. And if you'll yield to me, if you will walk in the Spirit, if you will be filled with the Spirit, if you'll be led by the Spirit, you can obey my commandments. But the opposite is just as true in verse 24. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And I know that's a powerful phrase. You think about it, loveth me not. How could any of us not love Jesus after he's saved us and moved in and given us eternal life and given us a home in heaven and will never leave us nor forsake us? How could we not love him? But that's what Jesus is telling us. That's what he told his disciples there in that upper room. Gentlemen, I want you to love me, and this is how you do it. You keep my commandments. You obey my word. And when you choose to keep not my sayings, then you love me not. And no one would ever stand up and say, I don't love Jesus. No Christian would anyway. But that's what we're saying when we disobey. So a very powerful truth that he gave to his disciples here in the upper room and to us. And yet he promised, as he said in verse 21 and verse 23, I'm going to manifest myself to you. We are going to make our abode with you. We are going to move in. We're going to empower you such that you can fulfill this command, which is to obey the commands, to love me through obedience. God says, I love you so much, world, I'm going to give my only begotten Son. Jesus said, I love you so much, world, I'm going to give myself. And now Jesus says, I want you to love me in return. How do we do that? Obedience. Obedience to the commands of Jesus Christ. And if we choose to disobey and live in disobedience, Jesus said that we love him not. So, super powerful truth. You know, the Bible says no man can serve two masters. In Matthew 6:24. You can't serve Jesus and the flesh at the same time. Walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, the Bible says. So when we are serving the flesh, we're definitely not serving God. We're not even loving God. That's what Jesus is telling us. That it's we're serving the flesh or we're serving him. We're serving the devil or we're serving Jesus. We're conforming to the world or we're serving Christ. But Jesus makes it clear it can't be both at the same time. There's no such thing as sitting on the fence with Jesus. But the good news is he's made it all possible through his presence. So remember his beautiful promise there. Walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16. Walk in the Spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because it says on down in that same chapter, and they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Then Galatians 5:25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We all live in the Spirit if we're born again, amen? We have the Holy Spirit in us. We live in him, but are we walking in him? And that's actually an easy way for us to check ourselves. Am I walking in the Spirit? Am I walking in obedience? Am I obeying his commands? Then I'm walking in the Spirit. If I'm not obeying his commands, then I'm not walking in the Spirit. Jesus made it pretty easy for us to understand, didn't he? So he says there in verse 24, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. We need to take heed to this beautiful truth, amen? And live a life of complete obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he didn't ask too much. He told us himself, my commandments are not grievous. They're not heavy. There might be quite a few, but they're not a burden. Matter of fact, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. So he that loveth me not, he says here in John 14:24, keepeth not my sayings. Now, I didn't speak to the unsaved, but if you're in our service and you're not sure you're born again, Jesus was talking to his disciples here. He wasn't talking to the world. And Jesus made it very clear in other parts of John that you must be born again. And except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You must be born again. You must be a new child of God to get to heaven. That's not based on you. That's based on what Jesus did at Calvary. That we're sinners and we deserve hell, but Christ paid for our sins, hallelujah, and rose again from the dead and offers us eternal life as a gift. But we must be willing to come to him and ask for his salvation, admit we're a sinner, acknowledge that his ways are the right ways and that he is true, and that what he did at Calvary is the answer. And if that hasn't happened for you, please ask one of us today, come forward in the invitation in a moment, say, I'd like to make sure I'm going to heaven. We'll take God's word, the Bible, and show you step by step the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can be saved today. Those of us that are Christians, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. Maybe the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to your heart about some areas where you need to obey. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We are grateful for your precious and powerful word and for these beautiful words spoken to the disciples there in that upper room, also meant for us. And Lord, I pray that we would stop and take stock and take heed of where we stand in our walk with you. Are we striving to obey all of your commandments and thereby saying, Lord, we love you? Or Lord, are there areas in our Christian lives where we are actually in disobedience and we're actually saying that we love you not? And I pray that we would listen to the Holy Spirit and get those things resolved and learn to walk and live and be filled with the Spirit of God, that we might live a life of obedience. Thank you for speaking to our hearts from your precious word. We love you. In Christ's name, amen.